This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
That leads us to a question where a lot of people focus on actually, you know, completing the Quran during the Taraweeh prayer. And that's why they do 20 sometimes. That's why you find a lot of people praying long, and it would become really cumbersome upon some people who have to wake up early in the morning and go to work. So what is, you're saying that you have to sense the feeling of the people. What is the practice that you prefer here?
Obviously, if your community can't take a whole juz or more than one juz in the night, that'll be perfect, that's great. But if your community cannot take that or the community can't do that, you know, don't do it. Pray whatever people will become people, but comfortable. But we have to understand also the people's level of iman is very low these days. So you don't want to be also, you push them a little bit. You know, don't make it like, you know, 2 verses and Allahu Akbar or 3 verses long. Maybe a page, maybe, you know, a page and a half sometimes. The weekend is different than the weekdays. You know, days where the exams different than the Salat al-Isha, for example, start at 7. Different than somebody Salat al-Isha start at 10 o'clock right. or 9 o'clock. Yeah. So you sense that and you work with your community. I don't know anything from the sunnah that we should read the whole entire Quran in Taraweeh. I don't know if there is any sunnah in regard to this. Yes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to review the whole Quran to make khatm al-Quran, but this is inside the salah or outside the salah with your community. You can do that, and people individually should do that. I don't know if definitely the Sahaba used to finish the Quran in Taraweeh, but was that intend to make like 2-3 khatma during the Quran, during Ramadan, in the time of Umar or Uthman? Nothing been reported in regard to that, telling us, for example, during Umar, they make 3 khatma Ramadan, or 2 khatmas, or 1 khatma, which it shows you that this is not something intended or to be recorded. Nothing, it's not of importance. Or maybe never happened. Maybe they focus on some surahs and repeat some of the surahs again and again, you know, in the salah. Who knows? But as far as I know, I don't remember, or I don't know, I don't think there's anything came in relation to telling us that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum during Umar or Uthman or Ali in particular intend to make these khatamat, khatm al-Quran in the salah. But I would assume it's an obvious when you start with the Quran. And it is okay. A good thing to finish the Quran in Taraweeh, alhamdulillah. It's the practice of Muslim around the world. I don't think right. It's a bid'ah or wrong thing.
Right.
But the goal for people to enjoy the salah, to understand the salah, to benefit from the salah, and one of the goal also for people to hear the whole entire Quran.
Right.
We should try to do that in salah or outside the salah. Maybe some people combine this with Isha and Fajr, maybe reading halqa after the salah, reciting, and people whoever want to sit and listen to the rest of the juz, for example. Things of that nature will be something maybe good to be practiced.
So basically,
as well.
The measure here is to see how the community, how much the community can afford, I mean, can handle. A lot of people may not be able to do that. So you give them opportunity. Some people want to hear longer prayers. You give them opportunity during the tahajjud or things like this. So You actually sense the feeling of the people. And that is from the sunnah, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the imams to be lenient and to be considerate towards the condition of the people. Yeah. Yes,
and also one thing I like in the community to have multiple choices. Okay. So we have masajid next to each other today. Yeah. So maybe between the imam, this masjid will have a longer prayer. This will have a shorter ones, and so forth. So they kind of work it out.
Exactly. That's good. Barakallah fiik.
Yeah, inshallah.